Let us bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the midst of this Lenten season, we have so much to rejoice in. For your love that came down to earth, your love that covered us and gave to us life. Today, we want to talk about the joy that belongs to each of your children, not because of what we have accomplished, but through what we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It doesn't seem like 9 years, but 9 years ago there was this 1,000-year flood that came through our part of the world. Great destructions in a number of communities. Not far from here is the South Platte, had to receive all those streams from further up. The LCMS disaster relief team came out and we took them on a tour of a lot of the destruction in some of the hardest hit areas. A number of the churches in our area came to the aid of not only their members, but also those in the community. We had groups come as far away as Illinois that worked through our congregation. And yet, all of this was to just help out those in need. I had members who had to be flown out of the canyons. A member who was in his late 70s, early 80s, and his whole farm was wiped out by the left-hand ditch company. He couldn't even get to his tractors and stuff because where they all were was covered with 4 feet of mud and had to be dug out by hand. My youth group loved doing that. You see, the reality is that all these things happen, and we were able to give a great deal of assistance at that time. And the real joy was in watching people's lives as you just did those small little things for them. To be able to share the gospel with people. I remember meeting with a young family who had lost everything. And we just gave them some money and what it meant to them. It is always a joy to see lives exchanged by those very hard felt experience we go through together. A couple of weeks ago, I was able to listen to a presentation on the Marshall Fire. Can you imagine having no debt? You have everything paid for. And then you make the mistake of believing because you are debt-free, you don't need insurance. And now you've lost everything. Your business, your home, everything you'd worked a lifetime for is gone. Imagine those who had insurance, only to find out that they were underinsured. Or certain clauses in your insurance that left them in dire straits. The estimate to even replace any of those homes is well over $600,000, even if the home isn't worth that. And so a number of those residents are walking away. We can't help clean up the clutter this time or the mess because of the problems with all the things that fires do. Yes, all of these can affect your joy. We watch in horror. Missile strikes, people flocking to trains. We see what happens when we live according to the flesh. People's lives totally changed, not by their own fault, by something way out of their control. Orphans, small children, all separated, not knowing or even having a clue what the future holds. We should all be praying daily for these people. And yet, we also need to be able to share that good news with them. We need to be those, and we see time and time again, one of the neat things we see is those little acts of kindness, those small details that also just bring a moment of joy in the midst of all of the tragedy of their lives. I want us to take a look at the epistle again this morning. Oh yeah, we've used it a number of times since I've been in your midst, and yet it is an important reading for us. Paul writes, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard thus no longer. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Our Lenten journey takes us every year to the same place, to a hill outside of Jerusalem, to a cross, to an unjust trial, to there the Son of God nailed to the tree of a cross. And what does that give us? Great joy. Because this is what our God has done for us. He has made us a new creation, Paul writes. Because for those who are in Christ, there is great joy. That may seem like a simple phrase and sometimes difficult when we see all the implications of what is happening in our world today and sometimes in our own lives when we are experiencing all kinds of difficulties. Our very nature is self-serving, selfish living. Too often our focus is on self, what's in it for me. Paul reminds us that as a Christian, it means putting to death that old nature and putting on Christ. We see the side of the flesh day in and day out in the culture in which we live. Advertising that tells you that you're not beautiful enough or that you need to do these things to be that young and beautiful. And we realize that as you grow older, it doesn't stay that way. Or we see all kinds of advertising that reminds us it's all about you. And what's in it for me? Our technology isolates us from personal relationships because I can just text you or Zoom you or whatever it is. And yes, the Zoom was a good thing during the pandemic in a lot of ways. Yes, today we can sit in our own home, isolated. And we find our connections through a computer. Where is our personal relationships in life in this culture? In 1993, 89% of those who professed to be Christians saw sharing your faith was a part of who we were as Christians. Barna did that research. He also did it recently. And that research today says that from that 89% in our culture today has fallen to 64%. See, that is important. Now, that may not seem like a big significant difference in 30 years, but I think it's a big significant difference that we are unwilling to talk and share our faith with one another. That is who we are. That is a denial of who we are as a redeemed, reconciled believer of God. I am not on my own, and neither are you. We need one another. And yes, the fear of the pandemic is that it has supported this idea that you are isolated. Why share with others? Why take the time? I got more important things to do with my time. I got to do what I want to do. And where's the joy in that kind of living? It oftentimes leaves us empty and wondering. And yet, Paul reminds us that we are to be ambassadors for Christ. We are to be about reconciliation, living and sharing the faith with those around us. Living a life of reconciliation. When we offend or when we are offended, we talk about how we reconcile back to one another. Verse 19 says, that is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, not entrusting to us, but entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal through us. That's our joy. That's who we are. We have something to share with one another in the midst of all the sin that oftentimes attacks our lives. We have the good news. We know that Christ took our place, suffered and died so that we might have forgiveness, life, salvation. In Isaiah, we read that in the Old Testament reading this morning, about drawing from the well, that with joy draw water from the well in the midst of all the besieges you have in your world. Can you imagine what it was like to living in Isaiah day? You see, every time has its, yes, besieges. And where do we find our joy? Where do we find our peace that passes all its understanding? You can't go very far without being besieged by sin, death, destruction. We all witness the effects of unbelief and sin, the power of Satan as he prowls like a roaring lion. But we, as God's people in this place, in this community, how do we express our joy to one another? How do we live that joy out in our lives? When we talk about reconciliation, therein is our joy, to know that we have been redeemed. There is no greater joy than to know that God welcomes us back when we are a sinner, that God reconciled us through Christ. The parable is a beautiful parable this morning in the gospel. We all know it. We all love it. The parable of the prodigal son. And oftentimes I find that parable very meaningful to me because I see myself in it oftentimes. Yes, too often we seek our joy outside in other things. And then we need to realize that our real joy is in what Christ has accomplished for us. Yes, we all, like sheep, we stray. But the beauty is we have a Father who sits on the porch and waits for us, who welcomes us back, doesn't question us for what we've done, but offers to us grace, love, and mercy. So you and I, we need to talk about, where's our joy? Our joy is being able to share Christ. Our joy is being able to share that reconciled life. It is not being alone. It is sharing with one another. We need to speak. We need to witness. We need to live together in who we are as brothers and sisters in Christ. What do you think of when you think about being an ambassador? Because you see, each of us has our own unique role in that being an ambassador. The person who serves luncheons is an ambassador. The person who prepares and folds the worship and the newsletter is an ambassador. Those who usher are an ambassador. The list could go on and on and on in many and various ways. Being an ambassador for Christ is done in so many different ways. We oftentimes don't even think about it. And then there are those who have the special training to do certain things. What I have noticed in my time here is that there are many members serving the Lord in various ways, and they do it with joy. They share the good news, not always necessarily by speaking it, but by living it, by touching the lives of others, by a variety of services and realizing we all serve the same Lord. And you see, when we do that, we share Christ's joy, Christ's grace with one another. And you see, we need to be a joy-filled people. Oftentimes, you know, one of the bad things about being Lutheran is you'd think we lost our best friend. Our chin's always on the floor because we don't have much joy. We don't smile much. And yet, we have reconciliation. We have great joy. Not just now, but for all eternity. So where is your joy found? You have to answer that question. I can't. But Scripture, and Paul reminds us that it is in the ministry of reconciliation. It is in Christ alone and in what He has done for us. Amen.